Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike, and this is Excited.
And I'm Laura.
Oh, that's right, Excited Laura. Why are you so excited, Laura? You're wearing strange clothes, holding strange things,
I'm
and you're really excited.
I'm just getting in the mood. You know, FIFA.
FIFA.
Yeah.
The world's football body?
No.
Yeah.
The World Cup.
Oh, the World Cup final. Yes.
Yay.
Of course, I had no idea you were such a huge football fan.
Oh,
or soccer fan, I could also say.
I am. I'm so
really?
Excited.
Okay, so I can tell by your shirt you're cheering for Japan.
That's right.
Okay. Japan, is, of course, always a good team, right? They always have a lot of players with a lot of international experience. Who else might you be cheering for if Japan doesn't make it? Do you have another team?
I think Brazil has a really good chance.
Brazil always has a good chance. Absolutely. And you can't forget Spain. Remember, they won.
That's right.
They're the defending champions from the 2010 World Cup. So don't forget about Spain. Lots of excitement coming up with the World Cup, and we're going to be learning more about it after the article. So let's check it out right now. Off your head.
Reading. World Cup. May the best team win. Football fans can expect thrills, excitement, and plenty of goals when the 2014 FIFA World Cup kicks off this month. The tournament, which takes place every 4 years, is being held in Brazil. 32 teams will represent their countries and try their best to take home the trophy. The first World Cup was held in 1930 after FIFA president Jules Rimet saw the success of Olympic football and decided to create a world championship. Only 13 teams took part, and Uruguay, the hosts, won the competition on their home turf. Since then, the tournament has truly gone global. Over 200 international teams entered the 2014 qualification process, with only the cream of the crop advancing to the finals in Brazil. The World Cup is one of the most popular sporting events on the planet. It gets record viewing figures, and not just in stadiums. At the 2006 tournament in Germany, FIFA set up fan fests, enormous TV screens in public places, and Brazil will have them too. These will allow the masses of fans who travel to Brazil to watch all the games. What's more, they'll be able to soak up the carnival atmosphere of football's greatest event.
Okay, so yes, football fans like us and like you and like many people can expect thrills, excitement, and hopefully plenty of goals when the 2014 FIFA World Cup kicks off this month. Exactly right. So football fans, if you're a fan of something, what does that mean? Does that mean you spin and you blow air?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, that's a fan.
Right, but you know, in Chinese, we also have 粉丝, which actually comes from the English fan.
Sure,
right? Okay, so most people might know this already. 粉丝当然就是你非常迷或是热衷于什么事情，所以一开始课文提到的 football fans。 就像我本身是好 Mike 也是哦，就是我们的是十足的足球迷哦。那常常我们也可以是别的东西的粉丝，或者是如果你喜欢什么东西，不见得是运动，都可以说 I'm a big fan of somebody or something. For example, I'm a big fan of
Mayday.
Yeah. Or it could also be other things like food, for example, something you really like.
I'm a big fan of holidays.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, like Mike 非常喜欢假日, so 他就可以说, I'm a big fan of holidays.
Yeah, anything you really like, you can say you're a big fan of. Of course, we usually talk about, you know, teams, actors, singers, performers, stars. But yeah, you can say I'm a big fan of pizza. I'm a big fan of Christmas because of all the presents. It just means you like it a lot.
Okay. And we also saw the word thrill.
Exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Thrill 在这里呢，当然就是指这个兴奋啊或激动。那它是个名词。如果你要表示我非常的兴奋的话，则要在后面加 ed. I'm really thrilled, which also means the same thing as I'm really excited. 那 plenty of 就是有很多大量这样子意思。那当然我们提到的呢，这个这么刺激这么兴奋是为了什么？当然就是国际足球联盟 FIFA 的世界杯哦。OK, 那 FIFA stands for Federation Internationale de Football Association.、
Mm-hmm.
OK, 那 kick off 当然就是指开始，或者是像是足球开踢的时候，我们也会用 kick off 这样子来表示哦。
That's right. We begin a game, of course, by、the kickoff at a soccer、game. Also, American football games、also begin with a kickoff. But it's funny because these sports are so popular, kickoff has actually started to mean just start. Or begin,、right? The party kicks off at 7 o'clock. It doesn't mean that anyone will be using a ball at the party. It just means it begins or it starts, just like a soccer game. Okay, back to the article. The tournament...which takes place every 4 years, is being held in Brazil. All right, when we talk about sports, especially with many teams playing in one big game or one big、series or collection of games, we use this word tournament. A lot of teams will get together, play many games in just a few days, and then at the end, you know who's the best.
Exactly. Okay. 那大家如果可能对这个世界杯不太熟悉，那在这边补充一下，它是每四年所举行哦。那 tournament 是什么呢？通常我们提到这个运动的比赛啦，或者是锦标赛，就会用到这个字，像是 a basketball tournament、mm-hmm. or a golf tournament.、Mm-hmm. OK, 那当然呢 ，take place 就是指举行啦，或是发生这样的意思喽。
Okay, 32 teams will represent their countries and try their best to take home the trophy. So that's the total number of teams that will be playing in Brazil, 32. The top 32 teams from all around the world. A lot of people don't know, this is actually called the World Cup Final. Because for a few years before...all the not-so-good teams like Canada and Taiwan and, you know, many, many other teams in the world. Of course, there's probably over 100 different teams. They try, but, you know, they don't always win. Canada, we always lose to America or Mexico. I'm sure Taiwan has a difficult time beating South Africa and Japan.
Yeah.
But still, they get their chance, right? And maybe if they're lucky, they'll get into the top 32. We're always lucky because when we watch it on TV, we always see these 32 teams, the best teams that play soccer from around the world, all playing together to try to win a trophy. Now, trophies are often connected to sports and championships and tournaments. What's a trophy exactly?
Okay, 所以当然了，就是来自32不同的国家，当然也是这个世界级最棒的32队哦。他们当然迫不及待想要带回家 trophy 是什么呢？当然就是奖杯啦，或是奖牌的意思啦。
Yeah, the trophy for the World Cup is actually quite beautiful, right?
It's
like a bunch of hands kind of...holding a ball and it's all gold and you know if you win the trophy I guess you get to bring it back to your country for 4 years and you know people can come by and look at it and for soccer fans even being close to the trophy is very exciting because they think of all the famous players who've touched that with their own handsLet's learn about the World Cup a little bit here. It says the first World Cup was held way back in 1930.
Wow.
Ah, I remember that game. I was very young back then.
You weren't even born then.
I'm not quite that old. Anyway, back in 1930 was the first one. And this was after FIFA president Jules Rimet, who was, I guess, probably from France, he saw the success of Olympic football, right? Because they do play football or soccer in the Olympics.He thought, well, that's exciting. So he decided to create a world champion just for soccer. So no other sports like in the Olympics, just for soccer. But like the Olympics, you know, it's every 4 years.Championship, what does that mean?
Okay, championship 其实就是指锦标赛。那这里我们提到的就是世界的锦标赛。Okay, 那当然呢，其中我们也可以从 championship 把这个其中的 champion 抽出来，其实是一般我们指冠军的意思。相信大家应该有听到 We are the champion, my friend、这首歌嘛，就是我们都是冠军这样子，非常的激昂。
Okay. Now, back in 1930, only 13 teams took part.
Wow.
So not the 32 like we have now, only 13. And Uruguay, the hosts, won the competition on their home turf.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that. That's right. Uruguay is a country down there in South America. It's just north of Argentina, just south of Brazil. A lot of great soccer players come from Uruguay these days. Probably the most famous is Luis Suarez, who plays right now for Liverpool in England. But he's from Uruguay, so he's a great player. It's a great soccer country. They won the competition. It was on their home turf. Your home turf is on your home land, right? So if you're playing in Taiwan or in Taipei and you're from Taipei, that is your home turf. It's your home land or your hometown. Very exciting for Uruguay. I don't know if they've won it ever since then. That might be the only time Uruguay won. So very exciting for them.
Okay, 所以其实呢，哇，在1930年，哇，好早，是他们的第一次的比赛。那那时候呢，只有13队 took part or take part.
Yeah.
Take part 其实就是 participate, 参加这样子的意思。那当时呢，就是有这个乌拉圭，哦，他们是这个主客，所以当然呢，他们就是有这个地盘的，就是主场优势啦。那其中的 turf 这个字呢，就是有地盘的意思，所以 home turf 通常就是指这个你在运动当中你是主场有这样的优势这样的意思。那的确他们当时也赢咯。
Now, since then, since 1930, the tournament has truly gone global. Yeah, absolutely. To go global, well, global is an adjective we use to talk about the world. We often talk about the world, the round ball shape of the world as the globe, right? Earth, the planet we live on, is also sometimes called the globe. So global is anything about really international, all the countries in the world. For example, right now the internet is global, right? You can go to any country in the world and get on the internet. It's international or global. And the tournament's gone global. How global? Over 200 international teams entered the 2014 qualification process. This is what I was talking about
exactly.
earlier. The smaller countries, the not powerful soccer countries like Taiwan and Canada and China's in there, Vietnam. You know, all the countries, 200 different countries, and only the cream of the crop advanced to the finals in Brazil. The cream of the crop would be the top 32 teams.
Right.
Cream of the crop's a great expression. We'll find out more about it in our shortcut for you right now.
Shortcut for you.
Whoa, what are you doing? Fighting?
No. Well, not yet. I'm training to be a boxer.
Are you doing that for fun?
Actually, I want to do it for a living, but I have to work hard because only the cream of the crop becomes famous.
Cream? Crop? I thought you wanted to be a boxer, not a cook.
The cream of the crop means the best of the best.
Gotcha. Cream of the crop means 精英.
You got it. I want to be the cream of the crop in boxing so that I can be famous.
Wow, that sounds great. Here, let me help you. Try to avoid my punches.
No, don't hit me.
Now, as most of you know, the World Cup is one of the most popular sporting events on the planet, on the planet, in the world, right?
Right?
All around the world. It is very, very popular. Of course, baseball is popular, football, you know, lots of things. The Olympics is also very popular.
Wow.
But really, the Olympics is many sports, right?
Exactly.
The World Cup is just one sport. But still, even in a country like Taiwan, which isn't a big soccer-playing country, it's too hot, really. It's still a big deal, right? People still watch it on TV, so it's very, very popular.
Okay, so 我们提到世界杯，当然就是知道说，哇，这个全世界都非常关注这样子的一个非常受欢迎的一个这个赛事哦。那其中我们提到的 on the planet， 其实就跟 in the world 全世界这样的意思是差不多哦。那还有多夯哦 ，it gets record viewing figures and not just in stadiums.
That's right.
所以其实它收视的那个这个收视的数字是非常的高哦，大家都会锁定要看他们的比赛，而且不只是在这个体育场。 stadium 就是有体育场、运动场或是球场这样的意思哦。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the 2006 tournament in、mm-hmm. Germany, FIFA set up fan fests. Enormous TV screens in public places, and Brazil will have them too.
Yeah, that's become more and more popular these days, because of course most of us can't go to Brazil to watch the game. It's fun to watch it at home on TV, but a fan fest, a fest is like a festival or a party. A fan, as you know, is someone who really likes something. These things allow thousands of people to get together and watch it on a big TV screen, you know, outside in a park in the city. And of course these will be enormous crowds and enormous TV screens. Anything enormous is just really, really big. That's all it means.
Okay, 所以其实呢，当然大家都不可能飞到这个巴西去看这个球赛，那要怎么办呢？所以粉丝们呢，他就举办一个像 fan fest。那其中的 fest 就是来自于 festival 这个字，其实就是他们会聚集在一起，然后一起观赏影片哦。所以呢，这个他们通常会在户外啊，会有非常大的这个电视墙 ，enormous 就是巨大的、庞大的这样子的意思哦。
Yeah. I think they had one of these fan fests here in Taiwan, not for the World Cup. Maybe they did. But I know for baseball often, right? When
Taiwan plays
against Japan, they might have something like that. And thousands of people. It's the same idea, just a different sport. The fan fest, it says, will allow the masses of fans who travel to Brazil to watch all the games. So masses means big groups of people. Because, of course, only maybe 60, 70,000 people can go in the stadium. But there are millions who want to watch the games. So these masses, these large numbers of people will still be able to get together and cheer and make a lot of noise and hug each other when their team scores and all that stuff. What's more, it says they'll be able to soak up the carnival atmosphere of football. Football's greatest event. Yeah, okay. So the people, they'll soak up the carnival atmosphere. To soak up something is to sort of let it all in, to really enjoy it and be part of it. Okay, so for example, if you go to the beach on a sunny day, you might lie there and soak up the sun. Like, give me more, give me more. It's been so cold all winter. I love it. And as a fan, you know, being with other fans and cheering and yelling is really, really exciting. It's a carnival atmosphere. Right. Carnival is like a festival. It's fun, it's exciting, there's thousands of people, lots of noise, people blowing their horns, and, you know, just really getting into the feeling and the excitement of the event.
Right, okay, soak up 有着感受或是沉浸于什么东西。那在这里呢，不但可以去看球赛呢，哦，巴西其实是一个国家非常有这个 carnival atmosphere, 就是有这个嘉年华或是狂欢的气氛。All right, I guess it's now time for our free chat.
For You Chat.
So Mike, what do you think? Is it better to watch sports on TV or in stadiums? Explain.
Okay, that's a good question. Well, I think there's good sides to both.
Right.
Of course, in a stadium, you're there live. You can see the players. You're with all the people and the excitement, the noise. You can get a hot dog and, you know, really enjoy the game. So that's fun. But on TV, of course, your view is a little better, right? Because often, if you want to be close to the action in a stadium, that costs a lot of money. But on TV, you get up close and you can see the action replays, you know, for something exciting. They show it to you again, kind of slowly. So I think they're both pretty good. If you want to save money, watch it on TV. But I think once in a while, if you're a big fan, you can save up, you know, maybe once a year, go and watch a big game. That would be a lot of fun. So I kind of like both. It depends on the situation.
That's true. You're right.
What about you guys? What do you think? Is it better to watch your favorite sport on TV or live in the stadium? Have a chat about that.
World Cup. May the best team win.Football fans can expect thrills, excitement, and plenty of goals when the 2014 FIFA World Cup kicks off this month. The tournament, which takes place every 4 years, is being held in Brazil. 32 teams will represent their countries and try their best to take home the trophy. The first World Cup was held in 1930 after FIFA president Jules Rimet saw the success of Olympic football and decided to create a world championship. Only 13 teams took part, and Uruguay, the hosts, won the competition on their home turf. Since then, the tournament has truly gone global. Over 200 international teams entered the 2014 qualification process, with only the cream of the crop advancing to the finals in Brazil. The World Cup is one of the most popular sporting events on the planet. It gets record viewing figures, and not just in stadiums. At the 2006 tournament in Germany, FIFA set up fan fests, enormous TV screens in public places, and Brazil will have them too. These will allow the masses of fans who travel to Brazil to watch all the games. What's more, they'll be able to soak up the carnival atmosphere of football's greatest event.
Vocabulary Review.
Tournament. If our team loses the next game in the tournament, then we have to go home. Global. This is a global company that has stores and offices in many countries. Stadium. The stadium was filled with people who wanted to watch the soccer game. Enormous. Hong Kong has an enormous Buddha statue that is 34 meters tall. Carnival. Every summer, a carnival comes to town with rides, games, and special food. Atmosphere. The atmosphere in this cafe is calm, so people like to study here.